WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tropical storm Milton's formed in the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to strengthen into a hurricane that could make landfall in Florida in the middle of the week. This follows Helene as cleanup efforts continue across the south from the storm that's blamed for at least 227 deaths. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on the wide-reaching impacts.
The focus, of course, is on the recovery efforts, but election officials in those states that have been impacted by that storm are also working to make sure that residents in those areas will be able to vote. In North Carolina, for instance, early voting starts October 17th, and we are now just 30 days out from the November election.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in North Carolina Saturday for an update on relief efforts, while former President Trump returned to Butler, Pennsylvania, the scene of the attempt on his life in July. There are demonstrations and gatherings around the world as tomorrow marks a year since the October 7th attack on Israel. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new poll shows nearly half of Wisconsin voters stopped talking about politics with friends, family, and coworkers because clashing points of view make it too hard. Mike Moan reports.
46% of voters in the latest Marquette Law School poll said personal interactions were halted by differences of opinion about the candidates. That sentiment is higher than the past two election cycles. Voter Jane Gomez of suburban Milwaukee suggests there's a disrespectful tone that starts with the campaigns and trickles down to the voters themselves.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
Gomez, a conservative who plans to vote for Donald Trump this fall, says her mind can be changed when there's a thoughtful approach to civic engagement. In the race for the White House, the Marquette poll shows Kamala Harris leading Trump by 4 percentage points. The head-to-head matchup results are consistent with the school's early September poll. The survey also indicates there's a lot of enthusiasm among Wisconsin voters. Elsewhere in the Midwest, Sharonda Orridge of Minneapolis says she'll be voting for Kamala Harris in November. She says she isn't a big fan of politics, but her concerns about Donald Trump are enough to motivate her to support the Democratic ticket.
It's closer to my vision than what I see for Donald Trump, because he don't see people. He just sees himself.
Orange suggests preserving democracy is a major priority as she looks ahead to the election. She views voting as a duty for people who are serious about enacting the political change they believe in. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The pack looks to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clements for Civic Media Sports. The Green Bay Packers take on the LA Rams this afternoon. Green Bay will be without wide receiver Romeo Dubs, who is suspended for one game for conduct detrimental to the team. Jordan Love will make his second start since spraining his MCL in the season opener. Kickoff is after 3 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN, WRCO, and WCQM on the Civic Media Network. Other NFL games today include the Vikings and Jets in London and the Bears taking on the Falcons. In college football, the Badgers beat Purdue 52-6 yesterday. Wisconsin piled up 589 yards of offense, and Braden Locke became the first Badgers quarterback to throw for 300 yards in a game in 9 years. The Badgers will play at Rutgers this Saturday. And now that training camp is done, the Milwaukee Bucks will begin preseason play tonight against the Detroit Pistons. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area, but those will thin out, especially this afternoon. Breezy west to northwest winds up over 30 miles per hour. Highs in the lower to middle 50s. Tonight, mostly clear skies and frosty. Temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. Right now, it's 51.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really, you have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking with Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Local 344, representing 15,000 Wisconsin workers, about their endorsement of the Harris Walls ticket.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Services and the Ad Council. Services and the Ad Council.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Back we are, hour two, the music of the stars. Until midnight on most of these stations. All right, high noon anyway. Bobby Durant's coming up next. Let's talk about fun stuff. The music of the stars on the air. Bobby Durant, he wrote this.
As long as I'm singing, there's a bell up in my brain that's ringing, making a crazy ding-dong. And if this band don't desert me, then there's nothing in the world can hurt me. Long as I'm singing my song, give me trumpets, legato, put some saxes with them, strings, pizzicato, and some rhythm. As long as I'm singing, then the world's all right and everything's swinging. Long as I'm singing my song. Making music is more to me than a pleasure, 'cause me and music, we go together like notes in a measure. Long as I'm singing, then the world's all right and everything's swinging. Long as I'm singing my, long as I'm singing my, long as I'm singing my.
La Rosa, right here.
Bobby Darin.
Thank you.
1991.
Thank you very much. I'm a singer. I work at night. I stand in front of you and hold my notes up to the light. I tune up all my secrets, hang them on my voice. I have no other talent, I have no other choice. I am a singer, I do the ballads, and I do the blues. And you know, no matter what, I sing a song you may choose. I step inside my feelings, spread my story out. Then, when the lyric calls me, it proves without a doubt I am a singer. I remember every melody that ever came my way. From last night's solo concert to my part in a high school play. I remember every songbook I leafed through page by page, and how I grew to love you when I got used to the stage. I'm a singer, I sing your songs. I bring the words to life and keep the beat where it belongs. I work for your attention, I wait for your applause. You know me by my music, and I need your love, because I'm a singer. I am a singer, I sing your songs, and I bring the words to life, keep the beat where it belongs. I work for your attention, and I wait for your applause. You know me by my music, and I need your love, because I'm a singer. I am a singer.
Francis Albert Sinatra.
I've been alive forever, and I sang the very first song. I put the words and the melodies together. I am music, and I sing the songs. I sing the songs that make the whole world sing. I sing the songs of love and special things. I sing the songs that make the young girls cry. I sing the songs, sing the song. My home is deep within you, and I've got my own place in your soul. Now when I look out through your eyes, I am young again, even though I'm growing old. I sing the songs that make the whole world sing. I sing the songs of love and special things. I sing the songs that make the young girls cry. I sing the songs, I sing the songs. My music makes you dance, it gets your spirit to take a chance. And if your music's from the heart, it's a real fine way to start. It's from me, it's to you, it's from you, it's to me. It's a worldwide symphony. I sing the songs that make the whole world sing. I sing the songs of love and special things. I sing the songs that make the young girls cry. I sing the songs, I sing the songs. And the whole world sings. I sing the songs of love and special things. I sing the songs that make the young girls cry. I sing the songs, I sing the songs. I am music, and I sing the songs.
Bruce Johnson wrote that. Barry Manilow had the hit. This is Jack Jones. He just takes it like it is.
I am a singer. I work at night. I stand in front of you and hold my notes up to the light. I tune up all my secrets and hang them on my voice. I have no other talent, I have no other choice. I am a singer. I do the ballads, I do the blues. You know, no matter what, I got a song for you to use. I step inside my feelings and spread my story out. And when the chorus calls me, it proves without a doubt I am a singer. I remember every melody that ever danced my way, from last night's solo concert to my part in the high school play. I remember every songbook that I lived through page by page, and how I came to love you once you let me on the stage. I'm a singer, I sing your songs. I bring the words to life and keep the beat where it belongs. I work for your attention and wait for your applause. You have me by my
fried frim fram, and I'll give away a haircut with every vote,
and a manicure too.
I'm a hip candidate, swear deal for every gate. No waltzes by Brother Strauss, cement mixer in every house. Vote for me, I'm the guy who can get you some shoe fly pie. At the racetrack I can give you the winning goat. Parlez-vous entre nous.
That's French.
Oui. Little of boot for two.
Two boot.
You dig me and I'll dig you, so I quote one more vote. One more vote.
One more
stuff
vote.
McDuff.
One more vote.
Lay it on till we get
lay
enough.
It on, lay it on.
When we win, I'll pitch a ball at the city hall. Vote with Z, Miss McNeil. We'll cook up a groovy
cook
deal.
Up,
get that feeling, everybody is 8 foot tall.
And you're as tall as the wall.
Hear my jive, man alive.
Man alive.
Get buzzing around the hive.
Round the hive.
A wanna will get you five. Squares are raking to take a dive. Landslide! Bring me home with the rebop-de-bop. Dig each hot rod souped up hip cat that's in the know.
In the know, that is.
Make him vote, drag him in.
Drag him in.
Remember, it ain't a sin.
Ain't a sin.
Somebody has got to win, so I quote.
A seat, a suit, a reach, a root, a boot, a bout, a boot.
And I quote. Hear me talking, oh, won't you give me one more vote?
Perry Como and Company. Eddie Fisher, Hugo Winterhalter, Sid Wayne, Al French.
If I'm elected, if I'm elected, my policy will be to love you forever, forever and ever, so cast your vote for me. If I'm elected, if I'm selected, here's what I pledge to you. A platform of kisses as Mr. and Mrs. with happiness in view.
We'll live in a White House, a happy and bright house,
with a tiny tax deduction for a start. Politically speaking,
the office I'm seeking
is to be the chief executive of your heart. I'll keep every promise, keep every promise, I swear by stars above. If I'm elected, if I'm elected to be the one you love. If I'm elected, if I'm selected, here's what I pledge to you. A platform of kisses as Mr. and Mrs. with happiness in view.
We'll live in a White House, a happy and bright house,
with a tiny tax deduction for a start. Politically speaking,
the office I'm seeking
is to be the chief executive of your heart. I'll keep every promise, I swear by stars above. If I'm elected to be the one you love.
And gentlemen, welcome to our reunion show, former presidential candidate Patrick Leighton Paulson.
I'm very excited to be here.
20-year reunion show with my close personal friends, Tom and Dave Smothers. I'd like to talk about the challenges we face in this election year. As I travel this great land, I hear complaints about auto workers being laid off, cheap imports, steel mills closing, the garment industry dead, foreclosures of farms, the homeless, pollution, problems of the aged, the threat of AIDS, child abuse, Middle East, Nicaragua, etc., etc. I hear these rumblings of discontent everywhere I go, and you know what I think? I think America ought to just shut up. I'm sick of this bitching and moaning. So shut up, America. If you don't like what's going on, get off of your butts and find somebody to take care of these problems.
It gets lonely in the White House when your cares begin, and the White House is a big place to be lonely in. When you're all alone there staring into space, and you wish the man you ran against could be there in your place. It gets lonely in the White House when you've been attacked by the loyal opposition getting in the act. If you make the wrong decision when the final chips are down, the White House is the loneliest place in town. It gets lonely in the White House when you're sitting there and you have to do your thinking in a rocking chair. When some exercise would keep you feeling well, but a journey to the golf course and the country's gone to hell. When a bill to lower taxes must go on the shelf, and you'd really like to sign it to pay less yourself. When your speech is optimistic, but the stocks keep tumbling down, the White House is the loneliest place in town.
Robert Ryan from Mr. President Irving Berlin. Kitty Callan.
The other day I attended a concert at Carnegie Hall. The lady who sang was distinguished and charming, the belle of the ball. When they announced her famous name, the audience was in bliss. But a little girl behind me whispered this: gee, I wish I had a daddy in the White House. I wish I lived in Washington, D.C. Life would be so gay. Every Democrat would have to pay to hear me singing with a symphony. Oh, gee, I'd never have those nasty old auditions. The orchestra would gladly find my keys. I'd be known from shore to shore, 'cause Daddy would pass the law, and the law would say, you've got to listen to me. Imagine me appearing at the Metropolitan Opera House. I'm sure that I could do it if I try. I know I'd be a hit with Daddy playing in the pit and the chorus strictly FBI. I know that I would have a million fans, except some music hating, Daddy baiting Republicans. Gee, I wish I had a daddy in the White House. I'm sure I'd be the darling of the nation. And picture all the fun I'd have in Washington. I'd sing at Mr. Kefauver's investigations with Daddy in the White House. Now wouldn't that be great? 4 years would be the least amount of bookings I would rate. And if Dewey ran again, I'd be up there for eight. And I thank the Lord each night that the nation voted right with Daddy in the White House and me with a symphony.
Kitty Callan, he's kind of disappeared now. Kitty's music. Let me do a Kitty Callan serious song later. She's, of course, playing Margaret Truman, and her daddy is Harry, the guy who got beaten by Tom Dewey. Or did he? Wait a minute. Here's Johnny Carson interviewing Margaret Truman.
Marilyn is asking if this is on sale yet. I believe this book comes out in January, actually. I read it last night and today, and it is a fascinating book called simply Harry S. Truman, written by his daughter, Margaret Truman, and it's a warm, intimate account and great reading. Would you welcome, please, Margaret Truman. Were we right? I don't know whether you heard this, Margaret. Is the book actually out now?
I can't hear very well backstage at all.
Is this out yet, or somebody
it's
said
coming
it
coming out soon.
In January? It's really a fascinating book.
Thank you.
It really is. I was amazed. You give credits to people helping you compile this information, but you relied a lot, obviously, on your own memory of when you were in the White House, and it's amazing.
I checked it out, though.
Did you check everything?
To make sure? I'm not getting any younger. I better check out my memory.
You know, I'm a great admirer of your father, as millions and millions of people all over the world, but much more after I read the book, and I'll tell you why. Because in one of the chapters there, you said that he hated Brussels sprouts. And I said, that's my kind of president right there. Because if there's one thing
that's
I...
reason to like.
Has anybody asked you that question before or mentioned that? You mentioned that you had a White House cook who was over from another administration, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. She was the housekeeper.
Was the housekeeper. Mrs. Nesbitt? Am I right?
Yes.
And Mrs. Nesbitt served Brussels sprouts. And your father does not care for Brussels sprouts.
That's the understatement of the year.
I don't either.
I've
been running
left
joke.
In charge, you see. This is what
you in charge?
Me. Yes, my mother was away, so I was supposed to approve the menus. And I saw Brussels sprouts on the menu the first night. And I said, please take it off. They were not taken off. The next night, or two or three nights later, there they were again. Mm-hmm. So I called my mother, and I said, you better get back here, because if you don't, I'm going to fire her. My mother said, I'm coming, don't fire her. She did later.
Yeah, I don't like Brussels sprouts either. Mm. I don't trust people who like Brussels sprouts. I don't know why, there's something that's very deep-seated
well,
there
Johnny,
about that.
The British like them.
Well, I don't trust the British either, does it?
Before his
Margaret Truman there with Fred Waring in the orchestra. I thought she's a pretty good singer, don't you? Harry thought so too. And when somebody said she wasn't, Harry said, "I'll punch her right in the nose." What a guy. "That's my daughter," he said. Gotta love that guy. See, Margaret Truman was singing at Constitution Hall. And there was a Washington Post music critic. His name, Paul Hume. The day was December 6th, the year 1950. And what Paul wrote, "Miss Truman is a unique American phenomenon. With a pleasant voice, of little size and fair quality, she cannot sing very well. She's not improved in the years we've heard her, and still cannot sing with anything approaching professional finish." So her daddy, "Mr. Hume, I've just read your lousy review of Margaret's concert. I've come to the conclusion that you are an 8-ulcer man on 4-ulcer pay. Someday I hope to meet you. When that happens, you'll need a new nose, a lot of beefsteak for black eyes, and I won't tell you what else he wrote." But he went on, "I hope you'll accept that statement as a worse insult than a reflection on your ancestry." The original letter. Paul Hume kept in his possession. And by the way, he never went to the library again. He sold that letter, $3,500. The letter still exists. In fact, it hang in the Malcolm Forbes Gallery. I don't know how much it sold for, but it was reportedly substantial. Elmer Bernstein right there. Magnificent Seven. Can you name all the guys? I bet you forget one. Now wait, let me suggest again. Name all the guys in the Magnificent Seven. Go ahead. You'll forget Brad Dexter. I know you would. That's common. For some reason, that poor guy doesn't get recognized or remembered anymore. That's not his real name. Good actor, usually played villainous roles. Now, Green Bay Packers, the season continues today here on WRJN 1400. This game against the Rams on this Sunday the 6th, the pregame festivities at 1 o'clock, and they'll kick off, just after 3 p.m. Sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. And Lee's Deli, serving up those tasty rewards. Racine's best sandwiches for over one half century. And Gabriel, the promoter, online, GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. And Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake. Never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, every creation crafted with care. Let me tell you something now. Somebody said, where were you at 10 o'clock last Sunday and the Sunday before? Okay, here's the... Should I turn the music? I'll turn the music off. Don't turn the... Okay, here's the music. Okay. All right. 101 Strings, I love them. I got to tell you their story. But first of all, yeah, we were cut off last Sunday after 10 and the Sunday before for the ball game. Because we are obligated to carry the Milwaukee Brewers and the Green Bay Packers on WRJN. Now, all the other stations on the Civic Media Radio Network continue to carry the music of the stars. And we go out across the world at civicmedia.us. If we're cut off again, may I suggest WRJN, all your listeners out there at 98.1, 99.9, 1400 AM, switch over to WAUK. At 5:40 a.m., we'll continue on. Best of all, click into the Civic Media app. We go all the way till high noon. Do it again? No, that's enough. One time's enough. The 101 Strings. That song got an Oscar, The Green Leaves of Summer. Dmitri Tiomkin. You gotta love the 101 Strings. It's the North German Radio Orchestra. Now, I have something for you, too. This song, The Green Leaves of Summer, was sung by so many people, including Norman Luboff. It was written by Dmitri Tiomkin, another Oscar winner. The 101 Strings, I mentioned I'm a big fan, is based out of Hamburg, Germany, or it was, right after the war. Somerset Records decided to contact the orchestra. And by the way, they're 124, not 101. 101 sounds kind of romantic. They're all guys except for the harpist. The conductor, Wilhelm Stephan. Now I'm told they're based out of Riva, Latvia. Ray Conniff had a big seller. Oscar winner for Dmitri Tiomkin. Rightfully so, I think. From the Alamo, 1960. Here's Jerry Lewis.
I would like to do a tune, ladies and gentlemen, that's a favorite of mine, and I'm sure that when you hear it, you'll know that it's my favorite. This particular number was recorded by one of the best singers in the world, as far as I'm concerned, that's my opinion, Julius LaRosa. He did this song about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's probably the nicest lyric you've ever heard, and I would like to do it and dedicate it tonight to an old, old buddy of mine, General Pershing.
Oh. Irving Berlin wrote this. One of the saddest songs ever.
It's over. Soon somebody else will make a fuss about you. But what about me? About me.
somebody new. But what am I to do? I'll still remember you. And maybe a baby will climb upon your knee and put his arms about you. But what about me? Upon your knee and put its arms about you. But how about me?
Edie Gourmet.
It's over, all over, and soon somebody else will make a fuss about you. But how about me?
An even sadder one. Ralph Carmichael. Jack Jones.
Remember, why must I remember? Why can't I simply close my eyes and go to sleep and make her disappear? Why must I always hear
Dio, como ti amo. I still can hear her say, oh God, how much I love you. Yet I walked away. The wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. She stood there in the night and tried to keep from crying. What could I have told her? What could I say or do? When love has lost its meaning, it's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting to hold me in her arms in endless celebrating. But that was long ago, and many loves had I, but only one was real, and that I let slip by. Dio, come on, Dio. Those were the words she said. Oh God, how much I love you. It runs through my head.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.